This is the Sunday of the octave of Easter Sunday. And for the first 2 weeks, this has been the highlight of our life as Catholics. The first week is Holy Week. That is a week of deep and serious contemplation and penance to prepare for the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this week, in contrast, is a week of joy, happiness, rejoicing, new life, new spirit. And as I was preparing this homily this week, many words were running through my heart. Resurrection, glory, gratefulness, and mercy. These are all the good things that do come from God. What are we asking for when we ask for God's mercy? When we use the word mercy during the penitential rite in the Eucharist, we think of the plea for mercy as a plea for forgiveness. However, Scripture tells us more. The word mercy is nowhere near as common in the Gospels as we might think. The evangelist John never uses the word mercy in his Gospel. The evangelist Luke makes 10 references to the mercy of God and Jesus, or the Good Samaritan and the father of the prodigal son. In today's scriptures, the only word we hear this word is in the first letter of Peter, which praises God for showing us mercy by giving us new life through the resurrection. Mercy is an action, not an emotion. In the parable of the Good Samaritan, we see mercy was what the Samaritan did as he risked his life and put his goods at the service of someone in need. In the parable of the prodigal son, the father practices mercy by embracing his wayward son and throws a celebration for his return. Mercy is a concrete and generous response to another's need. Today's gospel takes place on the evening of the day of the resurrection, when Jesus appeared in the midst of his disciples. They are locked up in an upper room. They are afraid, ashamed, and grieving Jesus' death. They are unable to believe Mary Magdalene's announcement that she had seen the Lord. The evangelist John tells us that Jesus came and stood among them. Earlier, Mary Magdalene was the one who sought Jesus. Now, Jesus is seeking the disciples. And when he sees the disciples who are broken, he says to them, "Peace be with you." And in this gospel, we not only hear it once, but three times. Peace be with you. This is joy. This is the Jewish word for shalom. You are God's mercy. From his own hands and from his own mouth, Jesus hands his mission to them as apostles when he says, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you. Receive the Holy Spirit." Whether in the garden cemetery or in the locked upper room, Jesus' appearances are aimed at transforming the disciples into apostles. Jesus expresses his act of mercy by breathing into them the Holy Spirit. He mentions nothing of their failure to stand with him before he was betrayed, handed over, crucified. Throughout his earthly ministry, Jesus never focused on sins. He did criticize those who denigrated and excluded others. His acts of mercy restored people and empowered them to live lives of the lives full of potential, because all things begin and end with God. Where does this leave us on Divine Mercy Sunday? Our lector Luke read from the first letter of Peter, and Peter says, "Rejoice in the God who gives you new birth to living hope." It is often very easy for us as humans to dwell on sadness and on the hurts that others have given to us. But God has no need for our sadness. He doesn't want that from us. He wants us to be able to express that act of mercy to others, whether you like it or not. It is very easy to say to someone, "I'm sorry for your loss," and we say it at that moment. But it is an act of mercy to be able to write a note or to pick up the phone and say to that grieving person, "How are you?" That is an act of mercy. It is also an act of mercy to say to someone who has hurt us and haven't seen them in a long while, to say to them, "I'm happy to see you again." These are the things that God is asking of us. And it is in the silence of our prayer that we become aware of God's mercy. Mercy is something that is not earned. We can make that plea for mercy. As I said in the penitential rite, "May God have mercy on us and forgive us our sins and bring us everlasting life." You already know and believe that our God is the merciful and loving God. But we are like the disciples. Initially, we are seekers, seeking what is it does God want from us. We become disciples by following. In turn, we become apostles when we allow the breath of God to dwell in us, particularly when we listen to the word of God and eat of his body and drink of his blood. Mercy is the Holy Spirit, and we are to put the face of mercy on all of us towards those whom we encounter.